So let's review. Rav Chanani ben Yekavia says that one may draw water through a balcony floor, which is 4x4 amos, by cutting a 4x4 tefach hole in the middle of the board, and then view the rest of the board as if it is bent 10 tefachim downward, and Kudachas extends the mechitzas all the way down. The Gemara then mentions three cases where Rav Chanani ben Yekavia would allow drawing water through a board that is even less than 4x4 amos. First, Haysa smucha lekoyis lebepachas meshleisha tefachim. If the board is within 3 tefachim of a wall, it only has to be slightly more than 11 tefachim wide, by 4 amos of length, because the wall of the house counts as one of the mechitzas, and based on Lavid, the space of almost 3 tefachim can be combined with a cutout of a bit more than a tefach, to equal 4 tefachim, still leaving 10 tefachim on the other side of the hole to bend downwards. Second, Hoysis Kufa. A board standing up vertically has to be 10 tefachim tall and 6 tefachim and 2 mashahus wide, so we can view one tefach at each end of the width as if it is bent around the 4 tefachim space around the hole, forming proper mechitzas. Third, Hoysa Imedis Bekeren Zavis. If the board is across from two walls that meet at a right angle, it only has to be 10 tefachim tall and 2 tefachim plus 2 mashahus wide, so that it can be placed within 3 tefachim of one of the walls and bend in a way that forms a mechitza that surrounds an empty space of 4x4 tefachim. Zakta Mishnah. Amas hamayim she'averes b'chatzer, a canal which flows through a chatzer. The Tanakama holds that walls of 10 tefachim high need to be built within the canal, b'chnisa u'b'yitzia, at the point where it enters and at the point where it exits the chatzer. Rabbi Yehuda holds that the above ground walls of the chatzer are enough, and no additional walls are necessary. Rabbi Yehuda supports his opinion from a story in Aval where the Zakenim allowed people to draw water from the canal, but the Chacham explained, Mipnei Shelo Hoyu Bo Kashir. It was only permissible in Aval because the canal was too small to be considered a karmelis. It was not 10 tefachim deep or not 4 tefachim wide. Tanya Idach. Amas HaMayim Hoiveres Ben HaChalaynis Pochis Mishloisha Mishalshul Dli Mimali. The Braisa teaches that according to the Tanakhama, a person may draw water from a canal that runs below his windows as long as it is less than 3 tefachim, whereas Rav Shimon Gamliel requires only that it be under 4 tefachim. There are three opinions in the Gemara as to what it refers to. First, Ba'amas HaMayim Gufa. The canal itself, which would be a Mokum Tur, if less than these dimensions. But the Gemara rejects this possibility, because everybody would hold a Grav Dimi on Rabbi Yochanan that anything less than 4 tefachim is considered Mokum Tur. Second, Be'aga Feho Ulahachlev. The banks of the canal need to be this small in order to bring water from the Amas HaMayim, which is a Karmelis, to the house, which is a Rishis HaYachid, by putting it on the banks, which are a Mokum Tur. Even though Rabbi Yochanan does not allow transferring things from Rishis HaYachid to Rishis HaRam through a Mokum Tur, that is because we're dealing with Rishuyas De'Rais. Passing from a Karmelis to Rishis HaYachid, which are Rishuyas De'Rabbanan, through a Mokum Tur, is permissible according to Rav Dimi's understanding of Rabbi Yochanan. Third, Ravina Amar, Kagoin De'Avala Nifki Apuma. They made mechitzas at the point that the Amas HaMayim goes into and out of the chatzar. And the argument about 3 or 4 tefachim relates to the space in the walls that allows water to come in and out of the chatzar. The machlekes whether we allow a gap of up to 3 or 4 tefachim is part of the general machlekes of the Rabbanan and Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel about how large a gap can still be loved. Zok the Mishnah, Gezus Tereshi L'mayla Min Amayim Ein Memal Hemen B'Shabbos Ella Imken Os L'mechitza Gevoy Asar Tefachim. One may only bring water onto a balcony from a body of water below if the balcony has walls of 10 tefachim. The Gemara initially suggests that Masnid Nulek Chananya, the Mishnah disagrees with Chananya, who does not require actual mechitzas, as long as the balcony is sufficiently wide for 10 tefach walls to be created if it were bent. However, the Gemara explains, as already mentioned at the beginning of this daf, that Rav Chananya ben Akavia may have only allowed that over Yamashal Tveria, which has its own mechitzas because of its high banks, but would not have relied on good aches over other bodies of water that are not surrounded by mechitzas. The daf concludes with three leniencies that Chananya paskin for the people of Tveria. First, Memalin Mayim Megezus Tereshi B'Shabbos, they may draw water from a 4 amma by 4 amma balcony on Shabbos, as explained at the end of the previous daf and beginning of this daf. Second, V'Taymnin Be'etza, he held that the people of Tveria would collect the extra stalks from the crop early in the morning, Shelo Yevatel Memalachtan, so that they would not miss work later in the day, and not Bishvil Sheyesh Olav Tal, because they were interested in the stalks being wet with dew. Therefore, the dew is not Machshel Kabbal Tumah, and the fruit can be stored in these wet stalks without becoming susceptible to tuma. Finally, umistabgin ba'aluntis. One who bathed in cold water on Shabbos or Yom Tov may dry off with a towel, and we are not concerned, shemi yischid, that he might squeeze out the towel.